You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow, this is a great event.
Oh.
It is a great event. Win a pair of tickets.
I'm going to tell them what's coming up.
Well, tell them, Kenny. And then I'll give these great tickets away.
Okay.
Tell them.
Well, what's coming up?
Yeah.
This preview.
Kenny has his breakdown for the 2025 NFL football season. I better hear a most improved player and a comeback player of the year award winner. Win a pair of tickets to the 27th annual Taste of the Browns, September 15th, Huntington Bank Field, to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. This is an awesome event. I've been there a few times. It is a who's who of Cleveland luminaries, dignitaries.
I've never been there.
VIPs. Just enter the word BID, B-I-D, by the end of the hour, 923thefan.com to get registered to win. Get tickets at greatercleveland.org. It's all from Sports Radio and 923. The Fan is a great cause as
there.
Well.
Never been there.
Why haven't you been there?
Because I'm a great big fat person.
Why haven't we been there together? Hobnobbing. You know I like to hobnob, Kenny.
I don't like being with you when you hobnob.
There's some of the best food in the city at this event, by the way. So tickets are still available.
I don't like being with Tone when he hobnobs. First off, you walk way too fast to go to places.
But we'll be eating.
And second of all,
we'll be hanging out and eating.
God, you bounce around. God, I just hate you. You're so annoying.
Do you have a problem? I've been to some of these Taste of events. Kate, do you have a problem standing and eating?
Yeah.
Because that is oftentimes what happens at these events. You stand,
like,
you eat, you drink.
As long as they don't have a problem with me tossing it up in the air and catching it in my mouth.
I think that's a big part
of it. I
don't like
standing and eating anywhere. I got a problem eating in front of people as it is.
Yeah.
So, no.
Especially before Browns games.
Go ahead and make a joke.
No, it's...
Tell everybody what I did.
I actually sympathize with Kenny on this one. Because, Kenny...
What?
You know, you're working during... you're doing a shift when you could also work in one of your meals for the day. And sometimes have to... turn your back on everybody and go yum, 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 yum. Because it would be weird facing people eating, sitting down they're coming up and talking to you.
Is the food falling out of your mouth when you're doing it?
I feel like, okay, so we do the preview. I hate you. we're going to need Keith in here. So Keith, well, he's not here yet. It's amazing. Here. He gets a bigger job now. He shows up later. It's a way to keep it. So he made a mention of this because he does. Keith actually does work really hard. And he was at the preview show the one day, and this was last year. And you're in a big open space at the Cardiac Club. And there's food there, and they're very, very nice. They go, you eat whatever you want. The ladies who work there are very, very, very nice people. Actually, everybody works there. The ushers and everybody, they're all very nice. And you get done at 11 o'clock, and I'm feeling a little peckish. And so, yeah, I'm going to go over and I'm going to eat. But I don't want to be I am a very private person when it comes to eating because I just don't think anybody looks good eating. And I think I look especially bad when I'm eating. So I do this thing where there's this big, long couch that's next to us, and you can sit on, like, either side of that couch, and one faces the window. So I get the food, and then I drag over one of the, like, the little stands, and I put it next to me so I could sit my plate there so I'm not dropping it all over myself. And I look out the window, and I eat so I'm not facing anybody, so I'm, like, not on display of eating.
And it's a nice view, right?
Yes, it's a very nice view of watching the people.
This is, it's a pleasant eating experience.
This is at Huntington Bank
Field. This is at Huntington Bank Field, yes. And so already they're commenting on the live stream.
I mean,
already why it's don't, going to hell.
You're already at an NFL field. They've got the little blue medical pop-up tent. Have them bring one up to the cardiac club.
It'd be an amazing idea.
Pop the tent up and you go in there and eat.
And Keith happened to look over and it just looks pathetic that I'm sitting there by myself staring out the window like I'm a kid in timeout. Like I'm the guy at the end of the Blair Witch Project.
No recess today.
Eating by myself, looking out the window, and I'm just trying to get out of there because I think that everybody's going to look over. You're already at this, like, it's not like a stage, but it's a big table, and immediately people look over when they walk in. So they see you, they see Gerard, they see Baskin, Joe, if he's in town, will walk by and do the interview there, which is great because then it takes all the focus on anything else.
And you don't have to worry. You can eat lonely in peace.
So I can eat my loneliness in peace. And I know I look pathetic, but it's better than facing everybody and putting myself on display. Here's a great big fat person, radio guy, eating in front of you. Like, I don't want to do that. So, yeah, I face the other way. And so on Sunday at the Cardiac Club at 11 o'clock, when the preview show's done, I'm going to go and I'm going to eat. And I'm going to face the other
now,
way.
Now, what if somebody taps you on the shoulder and wants
well,
to ask you?
Someone will now.
Hey, Kenny, what do you think about Shador Sanders?
I'll answer the question. I don't get bothered by that.
So what you're telling me is if I want to see
lips smacking
kickoff, make sure I'm in before 1. If I want to see warm-ups, be in before noon. But if I want to see Ken Carmen on full display, yeah, and make it there by 11.
And if you want to see potential, you know, cardiac arrest, you go to the cardiac club.
What are you trying to
it's
say?
It's perfect.
Now, hold on now. My heart is in good shape. Go to hell.
I do notice, I catch myself all the time, when I eat, I got to be really careful.
I got to stop looking at the YouTube thing. There's a bunch of people now making J.D. Vance jokes, and I'm just not going to stand for it right now.
I do think it's harder than people understand when you're trying to have conversation at one of these things, but you're also eating, you got a plate, you got good food, you know, some of the best food in the city. It's really hard to have a conversation and not spit out your food while you're talking.
By the way, I-90
take great care.
I-90 on their way in is just terrible right now on the west side. Apparently, there's a water main break, so call your bosses and
good news is
let them know.
Good news is 90 for the next 2 years we're going to be under some construction on the west side of Cleveland.
No, sorry to hear that.
That's why
Wait
Kenny
a minute.
Moved.
Not sorry to hear that.
That's why Kenny moved.
It's the south side of Cleveland
to avoid it. No, I'm talking 90 West.
What's 90 West?
What they did is they took 4 lanes. It's already down to 3, and those 3 lanes are itty-bitty lanes. So,
I think one of the lines is painted on the grass.
Right, yeah, you don't have the Cosmo Kramer lines.
It's not a 4-lane pleasure cruise.
This is not luxury. You got to really pay attention.
Well,
so,
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, you know, when you're on your phone, your car starts drifting, you don't want to be doing that.
Okay, good. So, yeah. So, Sunday, if you come to the Cardiac Club and you see me at 11, you'll just see the backside of me.
And
we'll not see the front side of me.
And Kenny will be more than willing if you tap him, give him a tap, tap, tap on the shoulder.
I'm not bothered by that. It's part of the job.
Give it a tippity tap.
People always say, well, I don't mean to bother you. No
Kenny,
one's bothering
me. What's going on with the Judkins situation?
I'm always on the clock.
What's going on? Oh, what do you got there?
I don't have anything. People ask me that. People ask me that at football practice all the time. I'm walking out to the field. Ken, what's going on? If I knew anything, I'd tell you. If I knew anything at all, I'd tell you. I don't know nothing. I'm not annoyed by you guys asking me at all. It's just I'm starting to get as frustrated as Lyman. I go, well, if there's no charges in the NFL, like, why can't we just bring him in? He's not going to be ready to go. They had Albert Breer on yesterday.
Not,
he's like, he's not going to be.
Playing this
they
week.
Asked him somehow if they got him signed like yesterday or today, maybe he would be ready to go.
No, you gotta,
they asked if he would be possibly ready to go. It's like week one. Like, he's not
you
game
gotta know,
shape.
I mean, running backs also got to know protections. They got to know when
don't
they actually
know none
you get
that.
Your quarterback killed.
Here's Albert Breer.
It feels like it would be. Yeah, it feels like that'd be a little much. Obviously, he was around in the spring, so he has some baseline for the offense, but I would think he'd probably want to give him a little bit longer to ramp him up. If for nothing else, then he needs to get in football shape. Whatever he's been doing over the last, you know, month and a half, it doesn't necessarily replace going and getting knocked around and getting your body ready to play football.
Listen, I'm sure he hasn't been sitting in the cardiac club gorging himself on roast beef with his back turned to everybody, so he is not to be seen gorging himself on roast beef. But I think he's trying to keep himself in decent enough shape, but he ain't no game shape. But if he were to sign today, I mean, week four?
Boy, that sounds more like
it. At the earliest?
I know running back, people think you can just go out there and run the football, but...
Well, in so many ways, yeah, but if you just go out there and you start running the football, that's where hamstrings become a problem. And then you lose them for even longer. Like, I'm looking at week three, week four. If he signs today, it's week three, week four. That's where he is. Sorry, guys. Like, you're missing a bulk of the season now because of whatever the holdup here is. And he put himself in this situation. So I don't mean to talk about luck here with another football team because I don't think it's luck. I mean, you made your own decision. That's the way it goes. But I know you've been frustrated. You've been coming increasingly frustrated with the Browns on it. I'm frustrated with all
of
them.
I just want to make
sure. I'm frustrated he put himself in that position.
I don't know. Part of it.
I'm frustrated that Trevion Henderson seems to score a touchdown every time he even comes near the football. That's frustrating. You know he's got odds for offensive rookie of the year.
Everybody, I hope you know that. Everybody's just already operating under the assumption that he's the better running back now. And it's because Jenkins has not been available.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you got one guy who's not in trouble. You got another guy who was in trouble. One guy, again, is a highlight reel throughout the entire preseason. His top-end speed blows everybody's doors off. I haven't got a chance to see anything with Quinshon Judkins because he's either been in trouble or he ain't been to camp. So I'm sorry, but easily Quinshon, Trevion Henderson, for that matter, any Ohio State Zeke Elliott, if he hadn't retired, would be ahead of Quinshon Judkins right
now. Daniel Boom Heron
is ahead of Quinshon Judkins right now until he can prove different.
Yeah,
but this whole thing about him playing on Sunday, I'd be shocked.
Well,
I would think it's irresponsible to him, the team, everybody, if you were to play him on Sunday.
I think it would be. I don't even think. I know it sounds good because, you know, he's a running back. Our running back room seems like it's probably one of the worst in football this weekend. I mean, I hate to say that, but Judkins would be a big part of it. Now, yesterday, the Pierre Strong news came down, right? And then people were like, oh, does that mean?
I thought the same thing. I thought the exact same thing. When they did the Pierre Strong move, I went, oh. We got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the bots came out and the fake accounts came out. And so you had to be careful about who you were following. Because immediately after they let go of Pierre Strong, it was, here come the fake accounts.
Well, they're just trying to get, let's be honest, they're trying to get me or you or Mary Kay or Daryl to run with something crazy.
If they got Daryl, I'd love it.
But that's what I want to say, is some of it still funny.
All you people who run fake accounts, if you get Daryl,
it's the usual suspects. There's one in particular that has been getting people, and I can't believe he's still getting people. It's been
Kevin Grandier.
It's been a year. Okay, it's like that, but it's been a year and a half. It's been a year and a half of this other dude that works for some fake NFL site, and people keep falling for it. And he's got.
I only knew about Kevin Grandier.
No, there's an. I'll show you
the non-real guy.
But there's like 600 people. They're trying to get me or you, or they're trying to get Mary Kay or Delaney Dawson. They're trying to get us to fall for it, and we're not going to fall for it. We are not going to fall for it. We are real journalists.
You guys got one thing in common with Steelers fans. That coming up in moments. I got my predictions for this year. I know you don't care, but I'm going to give it to you anyway,
Tone.
Even though you said you care, do you really care?
You had one that actually surprised me.
All right, here we go.
You had a bold prediction.
Everybody making the playoffs.
A team missing the playoffs. Everybody, I didn't think you'd have.
Everybody making the playoffs in the AFC. Ready? Here's your winners. Of the North, Baltimore. East, Buffalo. South, Houston. West, Kansas City. My wild card teams in the AFC. Chargers, Denver, New England. I'm going under
you like Drake May, huh?
There is a principle that like four teams bow out and four new teams jump into the playoffs every year. So that's, I kind of want to go on that. And so it's like, man, New England's really invested. I do like Drake May. I like Vrabel. I really like Vrabel. Somebody's got to get in there, so I decided, I don't have faith in Cincinnati, and I don't have faith in Pittsburgh. I think they can both be 9-8 football teams, and then that's about it. In the NFC, this is where things got squirrely for everybody. I got Green Bay winning the North, Philadelphia out of the East, Tampa Bay out of the South, San Francisco out of the West, which I think that that's going to be a big fight to the middle. I think one team makes it out of the West. Then I have Washington, Minnesota, Chicago as my wild cards. I am betting big against, I know, guys, I know he's America's favorite coach. I'm betting big against Dan Campbell losing his coordinators. I'm betting against age. And I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to bet on Caleb Williams. You wanted me to make it spicy? I make it spicy. I have very little faith in Caleb Williams. So I'm going to put it to this. They went out and they've got you weapons galore. They've done everything they can to augment your offense. If you can't make the play, I'm asking to make the playoffs. If you can't make the playoffs, I'm out on Caleb Williams. They went and got you the most highly sought after offensive coordinator that money could buy. They went out there. I mean, you look at their depth chart, Tone. Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Devin Duvernay's fine. Tight ends, you got Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet. I mean, you got guys there. You got dudes. DeAndre Swift can still get it done, but I think that your running back room would still be a little bit like, eh. You know, but like that's where you're at right now. Offensive line, they went out and they got free agency help on offensive line. Now, I've disagreed. Zagura and I got into this during the draft. We were talking about the Bears because I had said, hey, guys, like, you know, like, do you have that much faith in Cornelius Lucas? Do you have that much faith in anybody else that you brought in? You really don't, because you know that really good offensive linemen are not free agents. They don't let them do that. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you do get lucky and you get a guy, you get a hell of a hand. But usually a veteran, they're not that much of a help. And you bring them in and you put them in there as starters, they don't let elite offensive linemen get away, especially with the dearth of great offensive line play that we see now. So I'm going to bet on the Bears. I'm not betting on anybody, but I'm gonna put it on the Bears because I'm going to go, you either make the playoffs this year or I never talk about you again, and I don't take Caleb Williams seriously ever again. I'm going to put him over the – everything in my body is telling me to take the Lions over the Bears. Football guy, John.
I know, it's a tough team. The Bears are so tough.
I know.
To ever believe in right now, it's just our whole lives
been,
that
they've
uniform.
Never been a quarterback team. They've never yeah. They've never been a quarterback team. It's always been Urlacher defense. Hey, they're going to go out there and it's going to be car wrecks, and they're going to win it 16-10, and they're going to go deep into the playoffs. If they were going to be a good team, this is the first time we've ever really. I know there was some Jay Cutler in there, but this is really the first time in our lives we're like, okay, this guy's number one overall. Here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hold their feet to the fire and go ahead and do it. Did the same thing with Justin Herbert. And then when you lose Rashawn Slater, there's going to be a lot of pressure on that young man. You notice who I left out. I left the Jaguars out. Don't have a lot of faith in Trevor Lawrence.
Well, we love that. We obviously love that. The only other thing, the 49ers are so interesting because their whole thing has been system quarterback on a deal that is very affordable so they could surround that guy with all the talent in the world. Instead, it's the opposite. Now McCaffrey's been injured, and he's been a big part of making that whole formula work, and now the quarterback got paid, and they've lost talent. They have lost so much talent.
He got paid decent enough. I don't think he got paid an amount that would be prohibitive towards
what
they're trying to do. I mean, he makes a couple of $100 million, but I don't think it's anything to get a snit over. I don't think he got paid that much.
It wasn't $50 million a year?
Yeah, you get $50 million a year, but isn't that the going rate?
Brock Purdy. I mean, that's, the magic of the 49ers was having the quarterbacks that you didn't have to pay. That's just, Purdy, is he in that stratosphere? Is he that good?
265 is still a lot. I thought I was more in the neighborhood of 230. I got that.
He got the
up.
Deal that, you know, way more than Baker Mayfield always wanted.
Well, honestly, when it comes, I don't have them going any further in the playoffs, to be honest with you, because I like Jonathan Gannon. I don't like Kyler Murray.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here that I don't like Seattle's defense for the first time, and I think since I was a child, I think I don't like Seattle's defense. Personnel, I think they're wanting. Scheme, you know, Mike McDonald, he's got big pipes. But I don't know if that's the type of... I was disappointed by them last year and their defense last year. The Rams, I mean, the Rams are brittle. And I feel that this might be a year where 9-8, 8-9, somewhere in there. Like, they've been 10-7 the last couple of years. Like, it's not been the juggernaut Rams like we've kind of known them to be. So if they have a couple of games that don't go their way, they're not making the playoffs. So here we go. AFC, I got Baltimore over Kansas City. The NFC, I got Green Bay over Philadelphia. Super Bowl, I will tell you guys this partly because I cannot stomach a Ravens Super Bowl. I'm taking Green Bay over.
Okay, so I like that you just didn't go chalk and everything like that. I did ask during the break.
There is emotion there.
I asked Owen in the other room. I said, "Did we get it wrong on the Micah Parsons deal?" And the only reason I said that was, obviously, like everybody else, we ripped Jerry Jones, ripped the Cowboys for the deal. And then all of a sudden, we got news about his back and how he's going to be having to get shot up before games. And
well, I was
just already at his age to have a...
That's not guaranteed. He just says if the discs are still bulging at game time,
last
get an epidural.
Well, wait a minute. I've gotten shots before, and it's taken them discs right down.
I know. I'm just saying. That
just run out and get an epidural a couple hours before you got to do something majorly physically strenuous.
Packers fans cannot love hearing that.
Well, no one loves hearing that.
What time right do you before get your the epidural before you eat over in the cardiac club?
I remember the one time I told you, it was, I got it done and there was nothing but 20-year-old nurses there, and I was butt naked, laid out on my stomach, and I just went, "I'm sorry, ladies." And they go, "No, we see it all the time. There's going to be a lot uglier than you." They were very nice about it.
That's very sweet.
I felt terrible about that. That was years ago, though. So I got Green Bay over Baltimore. MVP, Jalen Hurts. Defensive Player of the Year, Will Anderson. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Ashton Jenny. And Defensive Player of the Year, I got Malachi Starks from the Ravens. A lot of people. I got a lot of Carson Schlesinger. I got a lot of guys called, which I did not know he was named Captain America by his teammates. I did not get that. I'm sorry. That was lost on me. Whoever corrected me on that or ever told me about that, thank you very much. I had no idea. Man. Warden Season on Twitter, he said, Captain America definitely won a Defensive Player of the Year. Sorry to tell you. I was like, I don't know who that is.
It's almost impossible.
A lot of people said Carson Schlesinger.
For a linebacker? What big stats is he going
to
have?
Well, he's a
to
linebacker
win?
For a team that's not expected to be that good. Now, their defense can still be a top five defense, and you can be bad as long as your offense is
putrid. It's
going to
be Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's going to be the reason.
Exactly. Like, I think that he would just be overshadowed. I think the Ravens to me are a 14-15 win football team in the regular season. So if they're 14-15 win, the media votes on this. If the media is voting on this, they're going to go with the rookie on the really good football team. They're not going to go with the rookie on the team that won 6-7 games. And that's me being generous if I say 6-7 games to a lot of you guys.
Well, Jared Verse, the linebacker, won it last year. Micah Parsons in 21.
I thought about him heavily. I really thought about him heavily.
Shaq Leonard in 2018.
Those are middle linebackers, though, right?
Well, Jared Verse,
a middle
linebacker
is going to be, his stat is total tackles. So it's going to have to be like 200 total tackles.
Well, I did hear somebody in the media here yesterday.
Unless he gets some picks in there.
Somebody said, which is that well, we talk about luck, unluck. I mean, unlucky that for the linebackers.
Right.
A lot of that is tip balls or whatever. But I saw somebody said, I think they upgraded at linebacker. And I'm like, JOK was amazing. And already he's going to have a better season than JOK already. Man, that I get his teammates absolutely love him, and the tape looks great to start out. But to say somebody who has not played in an NFL game yet, it's not like he was a top five pick. He's already better than JOK. That seems a little ridiculous.
He's going to have to be more than just better than him on the field.
So I go
to beat JOK, you're going to have to also be the leader of the defense.
I go back to this. Remember, Jared Verse won it last year, Rookie of the Year. That was for a team that made the playoffs with the Rams.
Yep.
Will Anderson won it 2 years ago. That was a team that made the playoffs with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce Gardner won it. That team, I believe, was 7-10 in 2022. Micah Parsons won it on a 12-win football team in 2021 with the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are a roller coaster. Before that, Chase Young. Before that, Nick Bosa. So most of your players are on really good football teams that go to the playoffs, that have more national exposure.
I can also
to
get
the voting
sacks,
public.
Most of them.
Because I'll full on admit, and guys, I don't know everything I'm looking at either. Some of this is for bleeps and grins. But when I can tell you this, there's plenty of people who vote for this stuff when it comes to the AP. They don't know what the hell they're looking at. There's guys in Cleveland media that still don't know what the hell they're looking at, and they claim they've been watching Browns football for 40 years. I'm not going to name names, but you can go ahead and just wonder yourself.
Now, I will say, like, the opportunities will be there for him, for the rookies in general, for the Browns. They get to step right in, and they're going to be dependent on. I mean, the green dot right off the bat, like, for a guy.
Well, the guys that have done this in that position, the last one was Luke Kuechly in 2012.
So let me ask you this.
Right? So it's Luke Kuechly, Patrick Willis, Gerard Mayo. If he becomes one of those guys, then yeah.
That's awesome.
13 years ago, for crying out loud.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it
Kuechly's
was that
long
ago.
He's been retired for
he's been retired as well.
Years.
If Carson Schlesinger does get, like, Defensive Player of the Year, that means your defense has been a top five defense. All right? That means that Miles would have had to play well. Honestly, that probably means that Mason Graham would have had to play well. That means that also Alex Wright would have to play. You know where I'm going with this right now. Because let me get that audio set up for everybody. I asked everybody a specific question on Around the AFC North. You know damn well where I'm going with this one here. That I asked them, do they believe that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are good at their jobs? And Bob Haney, Mo Egger, and Chris Muller all answered it. Survey said.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle? I guess.
I think when people from outside look at the Browns and point to their issues and wonder what's going on there, the questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM
spot. I do not really think Barry is. I think Stefanski is bad at the job for which he is actually doing, which is being a head coach. He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows, if you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
I thought that was a strong response by Chris Mueller. I think there's been obviously some games that I haven't agreed with, but I think for the most part he's done his best to manage a football game and take care of his defense and not just be a play caller. That's something I think is kind of lost on Chris, but that's going to be me just disagreeing with Chris, and Chris isn't here to defend himself on that, so that's all I'm going to say about that, because I think game management, you know, some of these guys, I think you see it with Shane Steichen in Indianapolis. And we're getting nitty-gritty here with this. I think you see this with Shane Steichen there, where he gets caught calling plays instead of being an actual head coach of a football team, and it costs his football team. I think Jonathan Gannon, when you go a defensive guy, I think he's done a very good job. Talking about those two guys from Philadelphia, I think he's done a very good job of trying to manage his football team, as well as making sure that the guys on offense take care of what his defense is so they can get themselves to maximize whatever talent they have. And I go back to 2020 with Kevin Stefanski, and even 2023, even though they had to kind of rob Peter to pay Paul because they didn't have a running game then, is that he did his very damnedest to take care of his defense to make sure that they had enough room and enough gas to go out there and finish the job. Because you can call plays all you want, and you can rack up yards all you want, but if you don't care about managing your defense, you're going to find yourself in trouble. But let me point this out, that if we do get to the end of the year, and Carson Schlesinger were to be your defensive rookie of the year, and then I got Miles in the top three defensive player of the year, I got Mace. That means Mason Graham will have had to play well. That means we probably should have gotten an entire season out of Denzel Ward. I know Denzel Ward ain't his guy. But then Alex Wright will have had to play well. Isaiah McGuire would have had to play well. Aiden Huntington would have had to play well. Those are feathers in the cap for Andrew Berry. Because I think it bothers a lot of Browns fans the way it bothers a lot of Steelers fans, where if you ask anywhere else that isn't a Pittsburgh fan, they go, yeah, Mike Tomlin, good coach, top 10 coach. Off top of their head, top 10 coach, top 10 guy. And I found myself fit to be tied yesterday afternoon where I'm seeing, yeah, Andrew Berry, top 10 general manager. Swear to God, hand to God. Yeah, Kevin Stefanski, top 10 coach. He's, you know, they got an owner there that's goofing around and they got to deal with all that. Like, some of this is blamed right on you. And Lima, you, me, and Jason, we've known it. Zach knows it. It's kind of been different the way that other people think it is around the league. But if you get a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Guy like a rookie in Carson Schlesinger, I'd have to believe you're a better, because your offense is going to try to line up and run the football. We'll see how good they are. I'd have to believe you're a 6-8 win football team if you got the defensive rookie of the year at middle linebacker on your team. That keeps people employed. And that means it's a good draft for Andrew Berry, and that means you're going to keep people around.
Finally.
Don't get mad at me for telling you the bad news, if that's how you take it. It is a goal so sad you will find it insulting. And I don't want you to find it insulting, because I think that when we play that audio, in hearing three different guests during around the AFC North, and they blame your owner, and owners are blamed all the time. But I don't know why I'm just had my breath taken away. We blame owners all the time. It's an easier target. It's where the buck's supposed to stop. But it's all the same thing. It's for Watson. So everybody's like, well, you know, especially somebody says what? They tied his hand around his back talking about Andrew Berry about that. It's like, well, no, knowing what Lyman and I and a few others here know, and we've said many times, it's like, well, there's an idea that's pushed out there. And then that idea was put into effect, and everybody operated in the building as if this situation was never going to happen. Like, he was never going to get hurt two more times seriously, technically three more times seriously. They never thought he was going to be that rusty where he just is completely devoid of anything that used to make him a special quarterback. None of them thought that was going to happen. Well, again, someone's going to have to pay the fiddler for it. So, you know, when Jason says it, where it's like, hey, they put him to the idea of it. They went out and they did it. Deshaun did not want to come here, and so Jimmy had to make an offer he could not refuse. And so we're left paying the fiddler on that. But it's still who gave the idea. Because I'll take it to my dying day. I know for a fact ownership loved Baker. I know for a fact that hey, can we work something out here? Can we get this done? Egos, they're tough to deal with, man. When you let your ego start negotiating your contracts and negotiating things, like, again, Baker's always easy to say. Like, it's much easier to say now when you're on a really good football team and you're playing really well. Let's call it where it is. Baker's playing really well. It's easier to be this way where, like, hey, Johnny Manziel still rips the Browns every chance he gets because he's a loser and he's living in the past. Baker doesn't have to live in the past. He's a winner. And it's much easier to be forgiving or to have, like, hey, let's let bygones be bygones when things are going really well for you and things ain't going so well for your former team. So now I have this situation, and I never want to live with it again. And now I have to think, all right, are these people going to be good enough to keep around, because I don't want to go looking for new people. And then we play the Cat Hickman audio, and I got a bunch of people ripping her up and down going, Ken, how could you condone this? How could you condone this? And I'm trying to give her the pass of going, hey, it's nothing but a non-answer. Kevin non-answers every day, except you guys rip him every day for non-answers. Because when the team's bad, you demand answers. That's your right. You should demand answers. And that bothers you. So I have no... Saying that they're non-answers on a 3-win football team that you had a hand in picking in, that's no excuse. It's not an excuse. And so while I have ripped the man across the table from me for lining up the excuse of bad luck and TV deals and calling him Anthony Dolan so many times over, hey, I can't sit there and say, bad luck Achilles injuries and bad luck shoulder injuries and bad luck bad picks of guys who end up getting arrested. I can't do that. Can't do it. Just because I'm more comfortable and knowing who I know doesn't make it any better. But the backside of that is I know for a fact, if we're talking facts, two times in my life and since 1999 have they fired anybody and actually gotten better. It's always been just as bad or worse. One was Butch Davis, which ended up being bad, but it did get better. And the other one's Kevin Stefanski. And right now, Kevin Stefanski's with us. I can't say the same for Andrew and John. Can't say that. I could say Andrew's better than Sashi. I could say he's better than... Joe Banner picking guys out of a magazine and then ripping the Browns on Twitter years later.
Sasha did do a nice tank job. You can't deny that.
Yes. So I can't do that, but I know that they've been better from where they're at. But that does that mean if they're just better than absolute terrible, does that make them good enough for you? But I also know that we've talked about coaches who are like, hey, they're coaches who are handheld coaches. They hold the hand of the team until they're ready to compete. Then you go out there and you get yourself a real competitive coach. That concept's been thrown out all the time. This team ain't that way. They're not ready to compete. They got pieces who can compete if you get yourself the right guy, and maybe they can hit the ground running with Lenore Sellers next year or somebody else next year. I think that the Washington Commanders of the world are few and far between, and we shouldn't use them as an example all the time like we do so brazenly. So it's a bad, bad, bad goal. But that's the goal.
Does it matter?
I know you guys find that insulting, and I apologize.
Does it matter? Because we already went through this once, so we had Kyle Shanahan in the building, and we flailed away and, you know, let him leave. If this happens again with Vrabel, like if Vrabel's really good this year, you have him making the postseason.
Yeah.
If he's really good in New England, what do you think people are going to say?
They're going to say that we let another one get away. I don't know if he would have been the head coach here. I think him and Kevin are close enough where he would have gone, nah, he ain't going to be the head coach.
Oh, just out of professional.
I think Mike Vrabel's a stand-up dude. I don't think Mike Vrabel's any snake. I think what you see is what you get with Mike Vrabel, and what you get can be a very scary individual that believes in his principles. That's what I think. Again, as Zach tells the story, Mike Vrabel had Urban Meyer seeing God at one moment. So I don't think that's a guy to cross, and I don't think that's a guy that's easily crosses others. I think that he stands up for things, so I don't know if he would have accepted the job, even if it was said. Maybe if that's the case. Can I say this real quick before we go? Does it bother you that Alabama fans are starting to turn on Nick Saban?
Is that what they're doing?
Quote, abandoning them. I saw it on the internet yesterday from the fans.
So I'm not, admittedly, I don't know their situation.
He quote, ran away from the NIL era.
Okay, admittedly, I don't know their situation as much, but I will say one thing Urban Meyer did out the door was do everything he could to make sure that the line of succession was going to be smooth, that he was willing to help Ryan Day, and I've heard a number of anecdotes behind the scenes on this, that he was determined to make sure that what happened at Florida did not happen at Ohio State, that he learned from those mistakes, realized what it did to his legacy also down in Florida, and that he was going to make sure to do anything that Ryan Day needed. And Ryan Day was not too proud to beg, is what I had heard on those things, which is important. I give Ryan Day a lot of credit for that, because I think a lot of coaches would be like, all right, everything out. This is my shop now. Because I don't think Urban did that necessarily when he came through. I think he was like, all right, Jim Tressel and Luke Fickell, that was all nice.
Nick Saban has an office down there. What more do you want
him to
do?
That's what I was going to ask. Is Nick Saban still willing to help?
Yeah, he's just not willing to be the head coach again. But I don't think it's a case of him abandoning anybody. I think that there's a Nick Saban way, and the Alabama way is not the Nick Saban way. The Alabama way was just Nick Saban's way, and now Alabama has their way again, and you have a guy right now who is having a little bit of trouble there. But I think Nick Saban knew when to hold him and knew when to fold him. I'm not going to go after Nick Saban for getting out of something that he had every right to get out of. Did he run away from anything? After winning, what, 6 national championships or 7?
What more do you think Nick Saban owed you,
I mean, I lost, Alabama fans? I lost count with how many national championships he won at Alabama. I thought it was... there's the one at LSU. He didn't win 8 total national championships, did he?
No.
Couldn't have been.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.